Robot or not?
Robot or not?
So we talked about Kit. My next question, the logical step from there is, and we talked about Hal, the USS Enterprise, and this came up. The USS Enterprise, well, let's say Next Generation, you know, it has a personality. You can talk to it. When Data asks it to create a sentient being for him to play against on the holodeck, it creates Moriarty. But so it's obviously capable of intelligence or creating intelligence, the main computer inside the Enterprise. But at the same time, it is a conveyance carrying people, and people are like pressing buttons and stuff. So the computer can't do the whole job of running the ship itself. So is it a robot or is it not a robot?
That's another universe with all sorts of problems. First of all, as we all know, the holodeck would destroy humanity if it existed at all.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing they got as far as they did with it.
Right. And and second of all, again, if you have a computer capable of doing all the things that the computer on these various Star Trek series have done, why would you, like, that kind of power, it's used for trivial things, like, you know, creating it.
Like a Sherlock Holmes story.
Yeah. Yeah. What did he want? A chess opponent or something?
No, he wanted a Moriarty that could beat Data at Sherlock Holmes.
Right. You know, a playmate or materializing tea, Earl Grey hot. Like, the capabilities that they have seem confined to trivial things because it's cool for sci-fi, but it's like, if that technology exists, it could solve a lot of the plot problems in the episodes, right? But it's like, well, no, that's just for Leisure Time. Anyway, I think you answered the question already, and they all answer the question every time they say, computer, bring us, but it's the computer on the Enterprise. It is not the Enterprise. They refer to it as computer. It is the computer on the ship. Of course, the computer can control the ship, but I fully believe, once again, that you could take that computer, and before it was installed in the Enterprise, it was in a big box somewhere, and you could load it up and plug it in and ask the computer the same things. Computer, do this. Computer, do that. The Enterprise is not a robot. It is a computer on a ship.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you've read Ancillary Justice, but, you know, it's a really good book. And that's the premise there, is that the artificial intelligence in a ship has all these, you know, bodies that it uses, human bodies that have been retrofitted to be controlled by the artificial intelligence. And, you know, it's not a robot. It's an artificial intelligence that has control over a ship with people on it and with its ancillaries, which are these bodies that it controls, which might as well be robots, even though they're organic. But it's not a robot. It's an intelligence inside a conveyance and with different things, tools that it uses to use its job. But it's not like embodied in a body of its own. It's just a thing inside of a ship that has other uses. You haven't read Ancillary Justice, though, right?
I have not, and I just saw somebody complain that they couldn't get into it on Twitter.
Oh,
it's not the last thing I saw about it.
It's not super inaccessible, but it's also not super like page turner accessible. It's kind of in the middle. I liked it a lot, but it doesn't care that you don't know what's going on. It just, you got to figure it out. But it's good, but not a robot.
Robot or not.